संग त्यागा, रिलिंक्विशिंग मंडेन एसोसिएशन. इन हिज श्री उपदेशामृत श्री रूप गोस्वामी हैज रिटन दैट वंस डिवोशन इज एनहेंस्ड बाय एंथुजियाज्म, उत्साह, डिटर्मिनेशन, निश्चय, पेशेंस एंड फॉरबेरेंस, धैर्य, परफॉर्मिंग एक्ट्स फेवरेबल फॉर भक्ति, तत्त कर्म परवर्तना, गिविंग अप वर्ल्डली एसोसिएशन, संग त्याग, एंड अडॉप्टिंग द लाइफ एंड करेक्टर ऑफ द साधुस, सद्वृत्ति. ऑफ दीज सेपरेट आर्टिकल्स ऑन उत्साह, निश्चय, धैर्य एंड तत्त कर्म प्रवर्तना हैव ऑलरेडी बीन रिटन. इन दिस सेक्शन वी विल डिस्कस द पर्पट ऑफ संग त्याग. टाइप्स ऑफ डिट्रिमेंटल एसोसिएशन, कु संग. देर आर टू टाइप्स ऑफ एसोसिएशन, संग, दैट करेक्टराइज बाय प्रॉक्सिमिटी, संसर्ग, एंड दैट करेक्टराइज बाय अटैचमेंट, आसक्ति. Association characterized by proximity is of two types, with non-devotees and with women. Association characterized by attachment also is of two types, attachment to that for which one possesses samskaras, that is impressions in the heart, and attachment to material objects. Practitioners of bhakti should endeavor to give up all this up, otherwise their gradual reunion is inevitable. One should always remember the following verses from Bhagavad Gita 2.62 and 63. Sanga sanjayate kama, kamad krodh abhijayate, krodh bhavati sammoha, sammoha smriti vibraha, smriti brahmashad buddhi nasho, buddhi nasho pranashati. Attachment gives rise to lust, which in turn leads to the awakening of anger. Anger gives rise to utter delusion, and from such delusion comes loss of memory. Loss of memory destroys one's intelligence, and when intelligence is destroyed, one's entire spiritual direction in the life is lost. One then falls into the ocean of material existence. If a sadhak enters into the association that is prohibited for the development of his bhakti, then his attachment to the objects of the senses will gradually increase. The more this attachment increases, the more his faith in the supreme goal is diminished. The purport is that the living entity is spiritual, but being shackled by Maya, he forgets his spiritual identity and adopts the conception of I and mine in relation to temporary material objects. In his pure state, the living entity has no relationship with Maya. There, in the spiritual world, all the living entity's association is spiritual, and therefore, he only desires the association of those who have attained that platform. The living entity's association in the conditioned state is contaminated. That association, being polluted with ignorance in the form of association with non-devotees, the association of women, attachment to samskaras and attachment to wealth is a hindrance for the living entity who is on the path of auspiciousness. Spiritual association, chitta sangha, is like minded association. Swajatiya sangha for the living entities and mundane association, achitta sangha, is compatible association, vijatiya sangha. The living entity's liberation is freedom from this incompatible association. We will now discuss incompatible association. The association of non-devotees. Jnanis are non-devotees. We must first consider this. Who are non-devotee? Non-devotees are those who are not obedient to Bhagwan, that is, averse to him. Jnanis, those who cultivate knowledge of the impersonal oneness, are never obedient to Bhagwan. They claim, after I attain Gyan, I will be equal with Bhagwan. I am Brahma, that all-pervading impersonal spirit. And Gyan, impersonal knowledge, is the topmost object. Bhagwan cannot keep one who attains Gyan under his control. It was due to Bhagwan's Gyan that he became perfected in his Brahmatva, that is the quality of being Brahma. Through Gyan, I too will become Brahma. Can there ever be dependency on Bhagwan if there is a desire to become equal to Him or become Him? All the endeavors of Jnanis are for the purpose of attaining independence from Bhagwan. This is the conception of Brahma Jnanis. Those who acquire knowledge of the Self, Atma Jnanis, and those who acquire knowledge of material nature, Prakrit Jnanis, also do not desire the mercy of Bhagwan. They try to achieve their desired goal with the help of knowledge and logic. They do not make any endeavor to attain the mercy of Bhagwan. Therefore, all the different types of Jnani fall within the category of non-devotees. Although some Jnanis utilize bhakti during the time of practice, they discard it at the time of perfection. Their practice possesses no symptoms of devotion as an eternal principle, nitya bhakti, nor do they accept subordination to the Lord. This point is applicable to all types of Jnanis. They do not attain real Gyan, but rather only a semblance of Gyan. True Gyan is a characteristic of pure bhakti that is easily attained by pure devotees simply by the mercy of Bhagwan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed Sanatan Goswami in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela 22.29. Jnani Jivan Mukta Dasha Painu Kori Mane Vastuta Buddhi Shuddha Nahi Krishna Bhakti Vinay. The Jnani considered himself to have attained the stage of being liberated while living, but factually, his intelligence cannot be pure without engaging in devotion to Sri Krishna. Therefore, those who display faith in the doctrine of impersonal knowledge are counted in the category of non-devotees. Their primary goal is liberation, mukti. Attaining the mercy of Bhagwan through serving Him is not their life goal. Those who work solely for fruit of their action are also non-devotees. Those who subscribe to the doctrine of karma are also non-devotees. Action means karma that is performed with the sole intention of attaining the mercy of Bhagwan is called bhakti. Action that is performed solely to attain a material object, a result or a knowledge averse to Krishna, bahirmukha jnan, is action that is averse to Bhagwan. Karmis, or those who perform karma, do not inquire exclusively about the mercy of Krishna. Although they view Krishna with respect, their primary objective is to attain worldly pleasures only. Activities performed for one's pleasure are known as karma. Therefore, a person who performs such activities is a non-devotee. Yogis, worshippers of demigods and demigoddesses, logicians, sense enjoyers, and other such persons are all non-devotees. Yogis sometimes practice karma and jnana. Considering the fruit of jnana to be liberation and the fruit of karma to be opulence, therefore, they too may be called non-devotees. Worshippers of various demigods also are non-devotees because they are not exclusively surrendered. Those who have faith in only contemplating dry logic are also non-devotees averse to Bhagwan. Not to speak of persons who considered Bhagwan to be an imaginary principle, even those who do not receive any opportunity to remember Bhagwan due to their attachment to the objects of senses are non-devotees. By associating with these types of non-devotees, a person's intelligence is very quickly polluted and all their bad qualities enter him. If anyone truly desires to attain bhakti, he should certainly give up the bad association of non-devotees. The second type of sangha, associating with women for renunciants. The association of women for renunciants is extremely harmful. Shriman Mahaprabhu instructed Sri Sanatan Goswami, Asas sangha tyag ei vaishnav achar istri sangi ek asadu krishna bhakt ar. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 22.87. It is a custom of the Vaishnavas to give up bad association. Those who associate illicitly with women are one type of unsaintly person, and non-devotees are another. There are two types of Vaishnavas: householders, grastas, and renunciants, tyagis. Renunciants are forbidden to speak with any woman whatsoever. As Shriman Mahaprabhu says, Khudra jiva sab markat vairagya kariya, indriya charaye bhule prakriti sambhashiya. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila 2.120. Those immoral persons whose renunciation is like that of monkeys simply wander around satisfying their senses and intimately conversing with women. The Lord's behavior with Vaishnavi women is ideal for Tyagis. Purvat kaila Prabhu sabar milan, istri sabha dura haite kaila Prabhur darshan. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila 12.42. Just as he had previously done, the Lord received all those who had travelled to Puri, and the woman beheld him from a distance. Associating with women for householders. The regulation in regard to householder Vaishnavas is that they should not associate with prostitutes or with women other than their own wife, and they are not to associate with their wife in a way that transgresses the regulations of scripture. They must, in every way, give up attachment and submissiveness to their wives. In relation to smarthas, those who observe the regulations of the smritis, the scriptures have instructed, Na griham griham iti ahur, griheni griham uchayate, taya hi sahita sarvan, purusha arthan samashnute. It is said that a house itself is not a home. A house is called a home when a wife is in it. With her, a householder can engage in attaining all the goals of human life. Having a wife is necessary for a householder. With the help of his wife, a householder is to perform activities meant for fulfilling the goal of human life, purushartha, which for people in general is fourfold: religiosity, dharma, economic development, artha, sense gratification, kama, and liberation, moksha. The directives related to varnashrama that are mentioned in the scriptures are called dharma, and whatever is prohibited is called adharma. With the help of his wife, a householder follows the rules and regulations of the scriptures and gives up that which they prohibit. The fruit achieved by following dharma is called artha. Money, food, progeny, and cows are all artha. The desire to enjoy artha is known as kama. Dharma, artha, and kama are together known as trivarga. While wandering in the cycle of karma, the living entity considers the attainment of trivarga to be the ultimate goal of life. Trivarga is his very lifeblood. It is the duty of smartha householder to attain trivarga with his wife. Day and night, a householder should perform activities directed at attaining trivarga with his wife. A person's wife can accompany him while visiting holy places, as long as a taste for spiritual attainments does not arise in a person's heart. How can he practice pure dharma, which is separate from trivarga? Liberation, means moksha, is the living entity's fourth goal of life, purushartha. There are two types of liberation. One, the cessation of extreme distress by which one is completely freed from all kinds of suffering. And two, the attainment of spiritual happiness, by which one is not only completely freed from all kinds of distress, but also attains spiritual happiness. The ultimate goal for dry jnanis or mayavadis is the cessation of extreme distress, and for purified jnanis, that is devotees, it is the attainment of spiritual happiness. That devotee may be either a householder or a renunciate. A household or Vaishnav should perform spiritual practice with his wife for the purpose of attaining spiritual happiness. Although engaged in such activities, he never becomes dominated by his wife. In this way, throughout his life, the fault of associating with women can never be attributed to him. He should completely give up both unrestrictedly conversing with women and his mundane mood of submission that results from fondness for his lawful wife. In Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.9, 10, 13, and 14, we find the directives to be accepted by a householder Vaishnav. Dharmasya hi apavargasya na artho arthayopakalpate na arthasya dharma ekantasya kamo labha hi smrita kamasya na indri priti labho jivet yavata jivasya tattva jigyasa नार्थो यश्चेहि कर्मभि अतः पुंभि द्विजः श्रेष्ठ वर्णाश्रम विभागशः स्वानिष्ठितस्य धर्मस्य संसिद्धिर् हरितोषणम् तस्माद् एकान् मनसा भगवान् सात्वतम् पति श्रोतव्य कृतव्यश्च धयं पूज्यश्च नित्यदा. इन द अबव वर्सेस इट इज मेंशन्ड दैट त्रिवर्ग इज द ओनली धर्म ऑफ दोस who possesses the qualification to perform karma. Those who have become detached from this world, which is provided with karma, its pleasure and the pleasures found in the heavenly planets headed by Swarga, obtain the qualification to perform jnana. For them, the rules and regulation of the path of karma are unnecessary. Such persons are beyond the boundary set for those who possesses the qualification to perform only karma. They are eligible for sannyas that is characterized by dry jnana. Those who have faith in hearing topics about Bhagwan and performing kirtan, having received the mercy of Bhagwan on the strength of heaps of sukriti that has gradually accumulated over many lifetimes, are beyond the qualification for karma. Such persons are eligible to be called Vaishnavas. Among them, whatever is acquired by householder Vaishnavas who are accumulating wealth through the observance of dharma is not for the fulfillment of their desires. Rather, it assists them in maintaining their lives in a pure manner that is favorable for the cultivation of bhakti, and it also assists them in their inquiry into the absolute truth. This is the difference between dharma, worldly religious duty, and paramartha, duties pertaining to the supreme goal of life. In order to maintain his life, a householder Vaishnav, along with his wife, must, while observing varnashram dharma, perform the activities related to material religion, economic development, sense enjoyment, and liberation. Dharma, artha, kam, and moksha, with the sole purpose of attaining Bhagwan's mercy. But if his home becomes unfavorable for spiritual practice, and if renunciation had thus arisen in his heart, he will leave his home. By properly performing the activities of Trivarga, the Vaishnav's character quickly becomes pure. Such a Vaishnav of pure character will faithfully hear, chant, and remember Bhagwan's names, form, qualities, and pastimes with undivided surrender. It is the duty of the householder Vaishnav to always perform spiritual practice together with his wife in order to attain the ultimate goal of life. It is also proper for wife to follow her husband and perform spiritual practice for spiritual perfection, assisted by other women such as any daughter she may have. In this way, the fault of associating with women will not exist. Therefore, whether practitioners are householders or renunciants, all are to give up the inappropriate association of women. By making this endeavor, devotees will remain far from such association. The bad association, kusanga, of attachment and types of attachment. Now we are considering bad association in the form of attachment, asakti. Attachment is of two types, attachment to that for which one possesses impressions, samskaras, and attachment to material objects. There are two types of samskaras, previous, praktan, and current, adhunika. When impressions are produced as a result of the living entities performing the activities of jnana and karma under the influence of maya, since time immemorial, they are known as praktan samskaras. These samskaras are known as one's swabhav, nature. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita 5.14, Na kartavyam na karmani lokasya sajati prabhu, na karma phal samyogam swabhavastu pravartate. The Supreme Lord has neither created the individual's tendency to act, nor the actions themselves, nor the resultant fruits. All this is performed by their acquired nature, the nature impelled by the ignorance or illusion that has covered them since time immemorial. Shri Baldev Vidyabhushan clarifies, Anadi pravarta pradhana vasantara swabhav shabdena ukta pradhaneka dehadhiman jiva karyati karta cheti na viviktasya tattvam iti Shri Baldev Bhashyakaraha. The word swabhav expresses here material impressions that have accumulated since time immemorial. That a living entity possessing a material body causes others to act and is the agent is not a profound truth. Again, from Bhagavad Gita 18.60, Swabhav jena kontaya nibaddha swena karmana kartum nyachasi yan mohad kariyasi avasho apitat. O son of Kunti, you will be helplessly compelled to perform that action which is your deluded state you now wish to avoid, because you are bound to act in accordance with your inborn nature. In Bhagavad Gita 14.6, jnana samskaras are clearly considered to be bondage. Tatra sattvam nirmalavat prakasham annamayam sukha sangena badanati jnana sangena chananga. O sinless one, of these three modes, the quality of goodness is illuminating and free from vice due to its purity. It binds the living entity by attachment to happiness and knowledge. Shri Baldev Vidyabhushan gives the following meaning. Jnanaham sukhayam iti abhimanas tena purusham nibadanti. Therefore, such erroneous conception as I am knowledgeable and I am happy shackle the soul. In this way, samskaras are born as a result of activities related to jnana and karma that were performed in previous births. Those samskaras are followed by attachment, and according to the attachment, a person develops a taste for either karma or jnana. The previous verse shows that the jnana of the Mayavadis is bondage. Attachment arising from samskaras. In relation to one who associates with the activities of karma, it has been mentioned in Bhagavad Gita 3.26, Na buddhi bheda janayed ajnanam karma sanginam joshyet sarvakarmani vidvan yukta samacharan. A person who is learned in the path of spiritual advancement through knowledge should not bewilder the intelligence of ignorant people by instructing them to give up their prescribed duties and engage in the cultivation of jnana. Rather, by properly performing his own actions in a composed and detached state of mind, he should engage such people in their prescribed duties. Due to the activities of karma, jnana and so on performed in one's previous births, one receives either karma sangha or jnana sangha in one's current birth. Association of these samskaras is extremely strong and unavoidable. To get rid of them is not only difficult, but practically impossible. Even by committing suicide, one cannot get rid of them. Samskaras are of two types, purva, means previous, and Adhunika means current. Samskaras created from the activities and factors of one's previous births are known as Purva Samskaras. Adhunik Samskaras are those created from the activities and association of one's current birth. Because of these two types of samskaras, all living entities are wandering in the cycle of karma. When a living entity is not bound by the shackles of Maya, his nature is to be pure servant of Krishna. But that pure, inherent nature of living entity is covered when he is ensnared in the net of Maya. At this time, he is incapable of giving up previous or current impressions. In one's present birth, one's previous samskaras manifest as his second samskaras. Sadhu Sangha, the solution to become free of attachment to samskaras. This unavoidable attachment to samskaras can be purified only by the association of sadhus. It is the only remedy for this great disease. Until one is purified from indulging in activities that have developed impressions in the heart, perfection in bhakti cannot be any way be attained. Sango ya samsrete hetu asatsu vihito adhiya sa eva sadhusa krito nihasangatva kalpate. Srimad Bhagavatam 3.23.55. Association with materialistic people, asat sangha, is the cause of material bondage. Whether one associates knowingly or unknowingly, if a person associates with a spiritually realized person in the same manner, knowingly or unknowingly, he attains freedom from material association. It is also said, na rodhyati mam yogo, na sankhyam dharma evacha, na swadhyas tapas tyago, neshta purutam na dakshina, vratani yagyas chandamsi, tirthani niyama yamaha, yathanu radante satasangaha, sarva sango paho himam. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.12.1 and 2. The association of one's samskaras is extremely base. The living entity cannot be purified from the fault of that association even by performing virtuous activities like Ashtanga Yoga, acquiring knowledge of Sankhya philosophy, following Varnashrama, studying the Vedas, performing austerities, accepting sannyas, worshipping demigods, giving in charity, giving donations, observing vratas, performing fire sacrifice, visiting holy places, and observing disciplinary rules and provisions for a very long time. Sri Krishna therefore says, he cannot attain me as soon as this defect is rectified through saintly association. I am immediately bound within the heart of the devotee. By associating with and respecting a pure devotee of Bhagwan, the fault of indulging in karma and jnana are eradicated. The fruit of bad impression, ku samskara. Due to bad impressions, ku samskaras, the propensity in the living entity for passion, rajas, and ignorance, tamas, is strengthened. Samskaras are the root cause of whatever tendency in the modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance are seen in persons eating, drinking, sleeping, and other activities. As a result of bad impressions, karmis and jnanis develop a mood of disregard toward Vaishnavas. Unless bad impressions are destroyed, the 10 offenses to the holy name will not be completely eradicated. Offenses committed at the feet of saints are due to pride in karma and jnana. Due to bad impressions, blaspheming sadhus, which is one of the offenses to the holy name, enters the heart of non-devotees and take up residence there. Due to bad impressions, the living entity cannot take exclusive shelter at the feet of Sri Krishna. Rather, considering various demigods to be independent lords, he wanders here and there, sometimes taking shelter of one demigod and sometimes taking shelter of another. Due to bad impressions, the living entity disobeys the spiritual master. Blasphemes the scriptures, considering the result of the holy name to be exaggerations, considering the name of Bhagwan to be equal to pious activities, commits sinful activities on the strength of holy name, possesses the conception of I and mine in relation to the body and in relation to his wife, children, family and wealth, and bestows Harinam upon unqualified persons. He thus remains intoxicated in the 10 offenses to the holy name. How can auspiciousness come to a living entity in such a state? It is therefore said, Asadvi saha sangastu na kartavya kadachan yasma sarvartha hanihi syad adha patas cha jayate. Hari Bhakti Vilas 10.294. The purport is that one should not never associate with materialistic people, because by their association, dharma, earth, kam, moksha, and also bhakti, as well as other types of objectives, are destroyed. It is only in the association of sadhus that one can wash away the flaw of taking bad association, and only through the association of sadhus can one attain all types of objectives. The effect of pure Vaishnava Sangha. It has been seen that for fortunate persons, the attachment to samskaras is destroyed by the spending of few days in constant association with pure Vaishnavas. Who does not know the effect of association of Sri Narad Muni, through which the hunter Mrigari and the decoy Ratnakar Valmiki Rishi attained auspiciousness? The following instructions of Sri Ramanujacharya is worthy of remembrance at all times. If you are unable to purify yourself by thousands of endeavors, then sit near Vaishnava sadhus. By this, all your sins will be washed away and you will be very soon achieve all auspiciousness. By staying in sadhu sangha for only a very short time, a person's mind is changed. His attachment to sense enjoyment is destroyed, and the seed of bhakti sprouts in his heart. Gradually, one develops a taste for the Vaishnava's conduct and behavior. It has been seen that by the influence of sadhu sangha, people have given up such habits as associating with women, thirsting for wealth, desiring sense enjoyment and liberation, being inclined towards karma and jnana, eating meat and fish, eagerly desiring sex life, drinking wine, smoking tobacco, and desiring to chew betel, and having accepted proper conduct, practice pure bhakti. It has been seen that by being influenced by the Vaishnava dharma of being constantly engaged in the service to Sri Krishna, many people have become freed from laziness, useless talk, criticizing, and other unbeneficial habits, anarthas. In this regard, we have seen that by associating with Vaishnavas, the wickedness and the desire for prestige, pratishta, in many have been vanquished. If that association is taken with some faith, the results are astonishing. There is a complete change in one's nature, and one's attachment to the material world is eradicated, as is one's greed for being victorious in battle. Moreover, by the influence of saintly association, a king gives up his greed for his kingdom, a sense enjoyer renounces the desire to enjoy, a rich man abandons his covetousness for money, a lusty person completely leaves the object of his lust, a politician gives up politics, a worldly poet leaves his passion for mundane poetry, a logician awakens from his dream of defeating the world with his logic, and a materialistic scientist becomes a one-pointed devotee of Bhagwan and kicks away his investigation of worldly or atomic miracles, through which he has led the whole world toward destruction. There is no way but the association of Vaishnava to eradicate attachment resulting from samskaras. Attachment to material things should be abandoned by everyone. One is to endeavor to give up all types of attachments to material objects. Householders have a natural attachment to their home and its paraphernalia, to their wife and children, their beautiful clothes and ornaments, their body, their tree, their animals, their birds, and the things used in their day-to-day living. Some people are so attached to bad habits, such as smoking, eating fish and meat, and drinking alcohol, that these habits end up being substantial hindrances to their spiritual practice. Some people, without any consideration, disrespect Bhagwan's prasad by eating fish and meat and drinking wine. The habit of constantly smoking is such a hindrance to the study and hearing of devotional scriptures and to the performance of kirtan that such scriptures cannot be relished for a long time. People who are powerless against such habits cannot remain for long within temples, nor can they derive bliss from being in the association of sadhus for an extended period. As long as one does not completely give up attachment to material objects, one cannot experience the joy of bhajan. All these attachments are easily destroyed by associating with sadhus. Still, one should endeavor to destroy these petty attachments through the practice of bhakti. These attachments can be vanquished by observing vratas that have relevance to Bhagwan. Attachment is eradicated by following Ekadashi and other vratas. By faithfully and properly observing Ekadashi, Janmashtami, Gaur Purnima, Rama Navami, Narsingh Chaturdashi, and other such vratas, these attachments are easily vanquished. One of the purpose of observing vratas and regulation is to remove attachments. On the day of vrata, one should single-pointedly perform bhajan of Bhagwan and relinquish all types of enjoyment. This is the one and only rule. Objects of enjoyment are of two types, those that sustain life and those that gratify the senses. Food and drinks are life-sustaining, whereas alcohol, meat, betel, tobacco, cigarettes and so on are all for gratifying the senses. On the days of vratas, it is necessary to completely give up all objects of sense gratification. Otherwise, one will not have properly followed the vrata. One should also try as far as possible to decrease the items needed to sustain one's life. According to the needs of one's bodily condition, one must try as far as possible to reduce even the acceptance of life-sustaining foodstuffs. To meet one's minimum requirement, a provision exists to accept anukalpa, simple, non-grain foodstuff. However, there is no such rule for accepting objects of sense gratification. The only rule is that they are to be completely rejected. One of the purposes of observing vratas is to gradually diminish the propensity for enjoyment. If one thinks, today I will somehow or other endure the austerity of being without a particular item, but I will enjoy it profusely tomorrow, then the vrata will not be successful in its objective. The reason is that vratas have been prescribed so that one may give up such items by gradual practice. Vratas are usually observed for 3 days. In this way, by giving up the association of the objects of sense enjoyment for 3 days, then for the month long, Chandrayan Vrata, and then by observing the 4 months of Chaturmasya Vrata and other vratas in the same way, such objects will gradually be given up forever. The renunciation of those who at the time of observing a vrata cannot remember the statement of Bhagavad Gita 9.31, Shipram Bhavati Dharmatma. He quickly becomes righteous, is fleeting like a result of an elephant's bath. Association to be abandoned. The inappropriate association of women and non-devotees is in all ways prohibited for those who desire to attain pure bhakti. For this, satsanga is extremely necessary. In addition to this, it is also necessary to follow Vaishnava Vratas in order to remove attachment to material objects. To neglect this is improper. These vratas will not bear fruit if they are followed without faith. Rather, pride and duplicity will increase, and Hari Bhakti will become difficult to attain, despite hearing, Shravan and chanting Kirtan for many lifetimes. What are the Sangha and Sangatyaga? Numerous types of doubts arise in many people regarding Sangha and Sangatyaga, and for good reason. If association were to be defined by mere proximity to worldly persons or objects, then there would be no means of avoiding such association. As long as one has a material body, how can the association of the objects and items required to sustain one's life be renounced? How does a householder Vaishnava leave his family members? Whether one stays at home or in the forest, it is necessary to visit worldly persons in order to maintain one's body. Therefore, in establishing the limits of Sangha and Sangatyaga, Srila Rupa Goswami has written in Sri Upadeshamrit 4, Dadati pratiginnati guhyam akhyati prichyati bhunkate bhojayate chaiva shad vidim priti lakshanam. Offering pure devotees items in accordance with their requirements, accepting prasadi or remnant, items given by pure devotees, revealing to devotees one's confidential realizations concerning bhajan, inquiring from them about their confidential realizations, eating with great love the prasad remnants given by devotees, and lovingly feeding them prasad. These are the six symptoms of loving association with devotees. O sadhakas, for sustaining one's bodily journey, it is necessary to be near both devotees and non-devotees. Both householders and renouncers are equal in this regard. But there is one recourse. There may be closeness without association. If reciprocal giving and taking, reciprocal conversing, reciprocal eating and other mutual exchanges are done with a binding affection, priti, then it is considered to be Sangha. The food that is given to the hungry, the help that is provided to the poor, and the donation of a religiously minded donor are all given and received as a duty. There is no mutual Sangha between beggar and donor because of a lack of affection. But when these actions are imbued with affection, they are called Sangha. Hence, to have loving exchanges with non-devotees is Kusangha, and to have them with pure Vaishnavas is Satsangha. Assume that a mundane person has come to you, and now, considering it your duty, you interact with him as necessary. Do not speak confidentially with him about one's spiritual realizations, because generally affection develops by such confidential talks, and if affection develops, then the fault of taking undesirable association arises. If a friend or family member comes to you, you can speak what is necessary, but it is better to not affectionately reveal topics that are dear to one's heart. If that same person is a Vaishnava, then the conversation ought to be filled with affection. By following these directives, there will not be any possibility of opposition from friends. There is no Sangha in customary, practical conversations. A sadhak ought to interact with ordinary persons with detachment, just as one interacts in the market with buyers or sellers. However, when interactions are with pure devotees, they are to be loving. When feeding hungry and suffering persons or professional educators, treat them as guests. But it is not necessary to have a special heartfelt affection for them. Make efforts to help them, but without a binding affection. feed only sadhus and pure Vaishnavas in such an affectionate way and lovingly accept the prasadam they give. If one interacts with one's spouse, children, servants and visitors in the above mentioned way, it will not be considered a satsanga, and satsanga can still be taken. If one does not consider all these points and give up bad association, there is no hope of attaining Krishna Bhakti. Sri Rupa Goswami's instruction regarding Sangha Tyaga. It is proper for renounced Vaishnavas to accept whatever alms they have collected through Madhukari, begging small amounts of food from the homes of devotee householders. They should always remember the difference between material bhiksha, begging, and Madhukari bhiksha. Householder Vaishnavas are to accept prasad and grains only in the homes of devotee householders who possesses good character. One is to be careful not to honor prasad at the house of non-devotees and persons of bad character. There is no need for further instruction on this matter. A living entity who possesses spiritual merit, sukriti, develops faith in bhakti by a mere few words. By the mercy of Krishna, some intelligence has already arisen in him. Through this intelligence, he can easily understand the essence of Acharya's instructions. Therefore, such people require concise directives, but persons without spiritual merit lack faith. There is no point in giving them additional instructions. Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami has given only a few words of instructions for sadhakas.